This is The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with my co-host Tim Henney. Well, Katie Mullally is a local children's book author and publisher. Her Land of children's book series wouldn't be complete without this newly launching book called The Land of Now. And I just have to read a little bit from it because I love children's books. Sit here and now in this land you will find ways to clear all the chaos and quiet your mind. That's all I'm going to read. A Kickstarter campaign began this morning, and Katie hopes to raise $10,000 to offset the final illustrations of the book and then the printing of about 2,500 copies of the book. It'll also enable fans to donate books to schools or families that may not have the resources to buy them. Katie Mullally joins us now to discuss The Land of Now. Welcome. Great to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Congrats on getting a Kickstarter campaign launch. It launched this morning in the wee hours while it was still dark. And how difficult is it to put together a Kickstarter campaign?
It's a lot of planning ahead of time. I mean, I'm glad I started about 2 months ago. You know, in addition to just thinking about, first of all, how much money do you want to ask? Because if you don't raise all of the money that you ask, you don't get anything. It's an all or nothing model. So you don't want to ask for too much, but you want to make sure that you're getting everything covered. You have to consider the rewards that you're offering people. You know, one thing they talk about is people put all these great rewards out there, and then when it comes time to deliver, they spend so much extra either time or money with the shipping and fulfillment of the pledges that they lose money. So you consider the rewards. You consider, you know, what do you want to say on your Kickstarter page? How do you want to craft it? The video is a big deal. 80% of the successful Kickstarters have videos. So there's that you have to put together. There's, you know, email lists. You know, I spent weeks compiling every email I've known, and all those people out there listening that got unwanted emails from me. Sorry. But, you know, it's just essential to really start bringing together everything that you have and can think of into this one 30-day event, because it can really truly make it, it could take your product, ideally my book, to the next level. So it's a lot of work. And then this morning, you know, getting up at about 4:30, so if I sound a little wired, it's because I've had a lot of coffee, and launching our campaign at 5:30, because Toby, my illustrator, is in England and he has a huge fan base, and I figured the earlier he can get the message out overseas, the sooner we can start racking up those donations.
So this is your fourth book. The Land of And, The Land of Or, and The Land of I Am have been around for a handful of years.
Yeah.
And you sell them all over. You sell them at the Silly Market. You've sold about 7,500 copies of the books. Is that
right? Yeah, I think we're almost on 8,000, which is pretty amazing, because most people, the experts, say that most self-published books will be lucky if they sell 500 copies of each.
Wow. Wow. You've shown them.
I know.
And I mean, so why Kickstarter now when you've successfully published three other books?
I think because now we with the other three books, we bring a lot to the table in terms of rewards. We're an established publishing house. And so that's one thing that potential backers look for: projects that have a foundation, that have low risk. And, now this is our fourth book. We're established. We're a proven entity. With the four books and the campaign, you can either get the Land of Now, or you can opt to get all four books. So that was, an added bonus to the reward levels. And plus, it's kind of nice to let our fans help us out. You know, we've been funding this ourselves. I've been funding it this myself the whole time. You know, my parents have helped out and I have a second mortgage, which is nice. But, you know, why not let people that really care about what we're doing be a part of it? So it was a good time.
You know, Katie, you're talking about Kickstarter in a way that's bringing up areas of interest I find interesting and I have curiosity about. You talk about backers, and you talk about Toby with his fan base, and you talk about your parents who have helped you finance this endeavor up till this point. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, the Kickstarter, who does it appeal to? And I've always gotten this, I don't know much about Kickstarter, but I get the sense that, you know, there's some kid with a compelling narrative and he's got this idea and he's doing a Kickstarter program, he or she, I don't mean,
yeah.
And, you know, and how does that all come together to translate to a fan base? I get that. That's pretty clear. But then other backers who aren't part of kind of that immediate circle of friends, family, and supporters or fan base, how do you go outside that? And that's really what you're trying to do, right? You're just hucking it out there into the cybersphere and seeing what comes back. Because if you do have a compelling narrative, a compelling video, and people are hooked by, you know, what you're trying to present, then you could far exceed the $10,000 target.
Exactly. And that's, you bring up a great point. I mean, I'm so used to saying Kickstarter and knowing Kickstarter and researching it the last couple of years that for people who aren't familiar with it, it's a crowdfunding campaign. And so what you do is you put your project out there with the compelling video and the compelling story, and you present it to the world and you offer rewards because people go, you know what, I believe in this. I want to support them. I want to give you some money to help launch this. And it's everything from books, games, TV shows, music albums, anything people can create. It's on that. And unless the project makes the money that they've asked for, they don't get any funding. So you're right. What it does is, yes, I have, between Toby and I, we have a few thousand fans and followers. But with Kickstarter, once, especially the first 2 days are so important. If the Kickstarter people see that there's this project that's really starting to take off and building momentum, they tag it as one of the projects they love. They'll go in, they'll look at it. Then they start to promote it on the main Kickstarter, you know, emails and other sites. So then that audience just quadrupled exponentially. So other people can, you know, see the project, get involved. And yeah, this, it would have been easier to just fund this myself. I'm not doing it just for the money. It is for the exposure. It is for the chance to get books into schools, because as a self-published author, you know, it's a tricky industry, and to get the exposure and to get the marketing is hard, and people just don't typically pay attention to you. In a platform like Kickstarter, you have this huge, you know, like a platform, and you're looked upon not as illegitimate because you did it yourself. It's actually a little bit more like, wow, you're doing that yourself. That's pretty cool. We want a piece of that. So,
and those backers are, you know, you refer to them as the broader Kickstarter backers.
Yeah.
It goes viral in Kickstarter. So you actually have people who spend time, whether it's every day or every week or every month, and they are kind of, you know, looking for alerts or little things that come through, and they'll be like, I believe in this.
Yeah.
I believe in this book. I believe in this project, and I'm going to fund it. And they have no connection to you whatsoever, other than they're kind of on the other side of the Kickstarter equation looking for these opportunities to be backers. And it's not an investor. You're not going to get an economic return, but you're going to get a return in something that succeeds that you believe in.
Exactly. And they were saying that if you can get 30%, so me as the project owner, between me and Toby, if we can get 30% of the funding through our friends and family, I know you're all listening out there, so chip in, that other 70% typically comes from the rest of the Kickstarter community. Again, like you said, people that see the project and go, wow, first of all, it's getting a huge bit of momentum. There's a lot of people behind it that believe in it. And secondly, it looks really cool, and we want to help support it, because it's, you know, it's such an amazing way to bring your idea to fruition. Because a lot of us, you know, we always talk about, oh, it's great that they're writing a book. Oh, it's great that they've created this, or they're trying that. And here is a chance for all of us to put our money where our mouth is and say, you know what, it's $20. Here you go, $10. Whatever it is, you can pledge any amount you want. You can pledge and get a reward. You can pledge just for the fun of it because you love us and you want to see the book succeed.
We have just a minute left, so let's talk about the book
itself.
It's funny, the land of now, I always think about, you know, we're talking about living in the present moment, which is a good lesson for all of us, that our mind is very cluttered with things and we're distracted. So for adults, living in the now is a lesson we all need to learn. We all need to, as adults, read your book. But it's a children's book, and it's interesting because children are known to be very in the now, right? But if they become aware of it, it's a lesson they can carry forward.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit just about the concept behind the book.
Well, what I wanted to do is, you know, after reading so many great books by all the great experts out there, Eckhart Tolle and the like, you know, it's so easy to go through your day and not even understand or realize that your mind has taken over and you haven't even noticed anything from when you got up until you went to bed, with the exception of what your mind has been yammering endlessly about. And so to take the idea of just, first of all, recognize that you're thinking. Once you recognize that you're thinking, you can hear your thoughts, and then they become separate from you. If you can hear what you're thinking, you can go, wait, that's not me. That's something else. Then it takes a shape or a form, like we do in the book, where the thoughts actually become characters and represent, you know, maybe you're worried about the future. Well, you can't do anything about it. Can you plan? Can you do something now for that future that you're worried about? If not, let it go. And so to really create tools that help us see our thoughts as things other than us. And then that way they can dissipate and move on, and we can be in this now, because the now is the only moment we have, and it's always with us, whether or not we are in it.
Yeah, I love that. Katie Mullally, local children's book series author. It's the Land Of series. Her new book is The Land of Now, and it's on Kickstarter. We'll post a link to the Kickstarter campaign at kpcw.org on the Mountain Life page. But if you want to go to Kickstarter and find it, how do you do that?
Just go and search Land of Now.
Mm-hmm. Great.
And you pop right up.
Well, good luck. It's exciting. You're only 5 hours into it. And
a quarter of the way there.
Quarter of the way there. That's great. Let's get Katie home so she doesn't have to worry about it for the rest of the 29 days remaining.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Katie. Great
Thank
to see you. And stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment to talk to some folks from Park City Hospital's Physical Therapy and the LiveWell Center about healthcare for concussion. Stay with us.